It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
Night and day.
Da, da.
You are the one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We got the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up here talking minimum wage. I remember, I remembered one other minimum wage story from my hometown. Katz Creative Decorating. It was Katz Hardware,
and K-A-T-Z.
Katz turned it into a creative decorating store. Oh yeah, because I work for Dick Katz, the owner of the store,
Dick Gold.
And I tell you, I've never been able to do good things with mathematics and. I just had trouble with the cash register. This would be before the days of scanning all that stuff. This is back in the old days where you used to have to make change. But that wasn't what got me. I was a screw-up. Anybody who has ever worked in a hardware store or anything like that, or a painting store, or anything that's home improvement knows that every customer that comes in there is exactly the same. Nobody knows what they want.
Exactly.
And they say, where are the such and such pliers? Uh-huh. Where are the screws for that? And in a hardware store, the inventory is so astronomical.
Yeah.
And this was like one step down for it. It was more of a paint store.
Uh-huh. Right.
But the day I got trained, they went over a bunch of different stuff. And it was so much of a circuit overload that one of the things that I had forgotten was they said, when you are bringing the paint up from the basement where all the paint would be delivered, you have to do it a certain way. And this is like a tarred move of tarred moves that I did. The paint cases with 4 gallons of paint that were sitting in each one of them had to be just laid flat side down on the conveyor belt.
Very important.
And so I put it up.
This side up.
I put it end side up because I'm a stupid moron. I put it end side up. And as soon as I stopped it, the conveyor belt goes gishing like that. And I was up at the top where I stopped it, where the first one came through.
Right.
The first one made it. But as soon as the conveyor belt jerked to a halt,
rest of them,
you watched it do a cartwheel
down.
And halfway down, the case broke. The cardboard case broke open. 3/4 of the way down, the paint can, the first one broke,
of course,
spilling paint everywhere. And then paint was down on the bottom of the basement floor. And all of the gallons, all 4 gallons, emptied out and went everywhere.
Naturally.
And that's when that's when Dick called me in, the owner. And I'll never forget it. I swear to God, I was 16 years old. I'll never forget where it was. Generally, things haven't worked out. I was so crushed.
Yeah.
I was so, because at least I quit when I got the wedgie picking tobacco.
Good for you.
But I'll never forget that as long as I live. I will never forget that.
But you are right about hardware stores. One time I saw this, we used to go to a hardware store in McLean, and it had everything, but you couldn't find anything ever.
Yeah, you can't find anything because it's the people that work here, and usually one guy
works
in the hardware store that knows exactly what he's talking about.
And one time I watched this old man come in, and I watched him do one aisle, come back, and then stand in the middle of the store and just say, no one near him. He just said, shelf bracket.
That's the way it always goes.
At my hardware store, Chad Dukes knew where everything was.
That's right. You went to Home Depot. He'd know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Mike from Albuquerque, you're on the big show. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, boys.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've got a minimum wage story that their author you were interviewing was talking about.
Right. Okay, real quick, because we got to go to the Hollywood Hot Sheet here.
Well, I know exactly which fast food chain he was working for because of when he said they would waste food all the time.
Yes, okay, but don't mention it, please. We don't want to get him in trouble.
I won't. But, man, they threw out, it had to have been 10, 20 pounds of cooked meat every night because they didn't want anybody stealing it or giving it away.
Right. Yeah.
You know, even,
yeah, Carrie even does the same thing.
That's the that's the quality control thing about it, too.
Right.
So you worked for one. That was your minimum wage story?
Well, I did, but, I mean, I've got one horrible story that I still remember from that.
Okay.
I had to make the sandwiches that we served here. I was in the back. I was one of the sweaty crew.
Yeah.
And we had this fat lady come up. I mean, this lady was I would use the word corpulent.
She was so fat. Yeah, so what happened?
Hi-oh.
She ordered a double cheeseburger, and she wanted extra onions on it, which
right.
just means you're supposed to put, like, two little sprinkles on it, you
yeah,
know?
Okay.
Well, this lady gets it, and she eats, like, three quarters of the burger and comes back, and she's just raising hell because there wasn't enough onions on it.
Okay.
So they send it back to me. I make a whole new burger. Mm-hmm. I put a little bit more than two on there. She takes it back up there, takes one bite right at the cash register in front of everybody. Puts it back down and says, that's still not enough. And by this point, I am so disgusted with this lady that when they send it back to me again, I make the burger. I take a fistful of those little teeny tiny onions. Like
gotcha, right, right.
And I smash that burger. It is more onion than burger. And I send it back up there. And that lady takes a bite of it again in front of everybody and then just nods and takes the burger and walks off.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the story. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
And then he hung up.
There you go.
Appreciate that. No more minimum wage stories. Time for the time for the Hollywood hot sheet right now.
Wonder why he was working minimum wage.
Yeah, probably still is. Still should be, at least. Let's get the Hollywood hot sheet right now. Find out what's happening in the world of entertainment.
Well, Mike, you may be wondering what's happened to Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleisch.
Heidi Fleisch.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, if you're going to say that, Buzz, you have to pronounce it with the proper German. Heidi Fleisch.
Are you still a client?
Yes, yeah, regular. And the D.C. madam also.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed about that. But we're having a great memorial service.
That'll be good.
Right.
Well, she isn't just airing dirty laundry anymore. She's washing it. Heidi Fleisch.
Minimum wage.
Now runs a laundromat in Pahrump, Nevada.
Everything ties together, baby.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Heidi Fleisch. I never thought she was doable, even remotely.
No.
I thought she was gross. What? Turbo gross. And didn't she bang that guy Tom Sizemore?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she did.
I'm going to bang you, Heidi.
And other famous names as well. But that's not her interest right now. In fact, she says she doesn't care if she's ever with another guy again because she's now fascinated with the 20 parrots that she cares for. She adopted them when a local pet shop closed. So right. Now Heidi Fleisch is surrounded by parrots. And she says, I love those birds more than I loved any man.
Well, I think a lot of women do that. I think a lot of women, like, turn their animals and their pets into the objects of their affection, it really kind of substitutes the lack of affection they get sometimes by the man in their life.
Are they
hello to Carla.
Are they cockatiels?
I'd like to say hi to Carla and Beluga right now. Hello, Carla. Hello, Beluga. How are you?
Yeah, but Heidi Fleisch has fond memories. She remembers the celebrities she was with. She said, I love fat men because they try harder. She said Marlon Brando was without a doubt the sexiest, fattest man she'd ever slept with.
What have I been saying for years?
I know.
Fat guys are sexy.
Maybe it just seems like we're trying harder because we're out of breath.
But we're jolly. That's what really counts. We are jolly. Well, sometimes we're jolly.
That's true.
She said the only thing she didn't really like about having sex with Marlon Brando is that he had this annoying habit of eating grapes during the act, but he kept a big bowl of grapes by the bed.
I would have thought it was finding his penis.
Another client.
It's in the bowl of grapes.
Another client was Jack Nicholson. He rates Heidi's next best lover. She rates him as her next best lover after Marlon Brando.
Carol the waitress, Simon the fag.
She says Nicholson loved spanking her bottom.
Nicholson is mentioned by a lot of women.
He got around.
And it's in print a lot. Mm-hmm. It's in a lot of books that he was super lover.
Here's what Heidi Fleisch says about that. She said he gave her 20 happy endings in just one night.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think it's crap, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Jack, they're going to put that in it because it sells books. I mean, people want to hear that about Jack.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just jealous.
But you got to know, he only picked really good-looking women like Angelica Houston.
Hey, you know, I saw an old picture in Vanity Fair magazine of Jack and Angelica in her day.
Yeah.
She was still a baby.
Absolutely. She looks like her dad.
Uh-huh. She does.
Looks like her father in Chinatown.
Thick neck.
Oh, Jack.
And that brings us to Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, who couldn't be happier about yesterday's California Supreme Court ruling. They're getting married.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, well,
isn't
the Ellen part.
That's right.
But Portia.
I'd still get, you know, Ellen's not so heinous that I wouldn't enjoy watching that little post-marriage kiss.
Of course not.
On the steps of the courthouse.
Ellen has two things that Portia will never have.
What's that?
Breasts.
Yes, she does.
Actually,
yeah, but you don't
both
see
attractive.
Them. You don't see them enough. It was that one movie we talk about, but you don't see them on a regular basis. I like to see it on the Ellen Show. Fred from California, you've got a comment about gay marriage?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing, Fred?
Fred Rogers.
No. Go ahead, Buzz.
TMZ says Ellen was talking yesterday during her taping about apparently having the wedding on the show. We don't have an air date for that yet.
How tiny Tim of her.
But she said in an interview with the gay magazine, The Advocate, she said she gave a little speech. She said, "We all deserve the same rights, and I believe someday we'll look back on this, and not allowing gays to marry will seem as absurd as not allowing women to vote. P.S. I'm registered at Crate and Barrel."
Oh, really?
That's the
She's
comment
excited.
From Ellen.
Yeah.
They're both
do you think
very
she'll
excited.
Do it on the show? Do you really think she'll do that?
She indicated that during the taping of her show yesterday.
That's ballsy. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very, very cool. But you know what? Where Ellen lost me, and really where I took a giant step backwards,
yeah.
when she started, like, whining and crying about
yeah,
that
dog.
Yeah,
the dog thing. That was weird.
When she lost, and didn't she lose it another time, too, recently, where she
There was one other thing. I
yeah,
don't remember what it was.
She was in tears again. It's like, keep that in check a little bit.
She lost me when she wore the Partridge Family Mother red velvet suit to host the Oscars.
Yeah, I remember that.
Her Oscar telecast was bad as well.
She did not step up. It. She's been good on a few of those, but
right.
I would, you know, I would join the party again to see her get married to Portia de Rossi.
Sure.
Portia
now, I know you. Yeah, it's interesting to think
Portia,
about, isn't it?
Yeah, Portia, why don't you come over to the other team, huh? Come on, come on. Come to the original home team.
You never watched Arrested Development, did you?
Why don't you play on the senior circuit there, baby?
If you ever see Arrested Development on the High Def Network.
I've seen it a couple of times.
She looks so fine in that show.
She's just got a bit part in there, though, right?
No, she's a main lady.
Fairly substantial character.
Does main she player. Show the twins?
Yeah, she's always showing her. Never mind.
Let's go to Bill in Leesburg. Bill, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, in Pahrump, Nevada, which is about, 40, 50 miles west of Las Vegas.
Right, yeah.
They have a swingers club called the Birdhouse. And a good friend of mine who went there said that it was...
What, Bill?
Anyway...
Bill, you were pausing a lot. We had a lot of uhs. What was the Birdhouse?
Oh, well, the Birdhouse is a swingers club where you would go there and meet couples and or singles
right.
who wanted to have intimate relations, and it was all the Birdhouse. And,
well, what the hell is that? Are you talking about?
Was, they had chickens and parrots and parrots and
because
all
Heidi Fly says
I know
yeah,
Buzz. I know what he's saying, but Jesus Christ! All right, thank you, Bill.
Trying to piece
what
this
is,
phone
are
call
you
together.
Saying that, is he trying to say Heidi Fleiss was talking in code that maybe the whole parrot thing means that she's like having a swingers club?
We'll never know.
We'll never do.
I know you like the original Saw movie.
I do.
I guess there are people who like the entire string of them.
Yeah, I mean they're not bad. They're really they're better. I kind of. I'm a fan of the Hostel franchise a little bit more.
Well, I did not know that.
A little more TNA in the Hostel environment.
But of course.
For Saw fans who'd like to really get their hands on the gore and the carnage, there's some good news. The Saw video game is coming out in October
there
of
we
2009.
Go. Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, you mean like you can play the games?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, that's great.
I thought you'd like this.
Yes, of course. After the day I've had, you mean you can take municipal employees?
We don't have the plot.
And torture them?
We don't have the plot details yet. But
former restaurant people? Torture them?
The game. The game's being put
Drunken
together.
Drunken customers that got me fines? Torture them?
My.
I'm sorry.
The game's being put together by the same people who put together the first Saw movie, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, that's good. That's, that's credible.
Takes place in that time frame. Somebody involved in the Saw franchise says it will feature all of the actors' real voices. We don't know who that includes, but we could assume that Tobin Bell will return as the Jigsaw Killer.
Would you like to play a game? I'd like to play a game. Would you like to play a game? That's
Mike,
all I know.
You should do the voice for the video game. You can save them a lot of money.
What's the name of the thing? What's the name of the creature with the mask? There's a name for it. It's like Pennywise the Clown.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, somebody will tell me this. There's
somebody. A lot of people
Jigsaw.
Know.
Jigsaw. Thank you.
And the movie Saw 5 hits theaters on October 24th.
Now they're going a little. That's the thing about it. You get a hit horror movie, and yeah, I mean it's bank.
What you were talking about earlier is nothing original.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true. But about number 3 is where you say, you know, they did it with Friday the 13th and all the other ones. So.
Well, they've not thrown in the towel yet until they've truly made a 3D Saw.
3D Saw with the special glass.
Because remember, Jaws 3 was in 3D.
Yes, I like that, Bob. Thank
Dennis
you.
Quaid.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
You, Rob.
You, Mike.
Last word, freak.
Thank you. Shania Twain and her husband are separating.
That's Jeff Mutt Lange.
That's exactly right.
I remember that. That's the guy that made her what she is.
Well, you could argue that.
He also had a hit record.
Only one thing. He didn't give her that ass.
That's right. And this means that one of the hottest, richest women in the world is now on the market.
Are you going to be giving her a call?
Yes, I am.
You're married, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She could be a buzz babe.
That's could. Right. That's how we'll handle that.
All I know about Shania Twain is when I watched probably the E! Biography, her teeth.
When she was Eileen Twain?
Oh, my God. Did you ever see that?
No, I've not.
You've never seen old pictures of Shania Twain?
I haven't. She wasn't always this hot?
She had, I swear to God, she had the Vish teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, it looked like she'd spent all day eating black jelly beans.
It was, nasty. She looks like John Adams.
Wow, okay, now I have the picture, okay?
Her teeth were so bad that her face didn't even seem to be shaped right.
It was horrible.
Wow.
Really.
Well, they were married 14 years. She's 42, he's 59. They have a 6-year-old son. This budding cougar is finished with her old guy as a mentor phase.
Okay.
Is there a Britney Spears sex tape out there?
Ooh.
Do you think?
I hope so. I want one.
There have been rumors of it before, and
it hasn't
proven true.
Give it to me.
Jimi Hendrix, isn't it?
You remember that paparazzi? No, that's a different tape.
Okay.
Remember the paparazzi guy who was nailing Britney during her most recent meltdown?
Right.
Well, the National Enquirer claims that he is now shopping around a sex tape they supposedly made during a trip to Mexico back in January.
Adnan, wasn't that his
Adnan
name?
That's right.
Something?
Ghalib.
That might sound
Adnan
right.
Ghalib.
Adnan Gold.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
You're going to enjoy this. This is Britney and Ira. You were on the bearskin rug.
We don't know a lot about it, except we hear that Britney supposedly wears that pink bob wig that she has the entire time on the sex tape.
Oh, there we have a quote from Adnan.
I like sex. I like women. I'll hump anything in a dress. I'll even get down on the floor with you right now if they turn off the lights.
That's Adnan Ghalib.
And are the producers of American Idol screwing David Archuleta? Up to last week.
Hey! I'm in a whole bunch of pain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think we meant it literally, David.
I can't do the finale.
I can understand why.
Why'd they do that? Simon raped me.
Well, it was smooth going. He seemed like a shoe-in, but things took a rocky turn with his dad being banned.
Gosh, I like sex.
During the show's final performance, he got bumped to an earlier slot instead of getting the last song as he normally did.
Right.
And it appears that he may be losing his luster a week before the finals, perhaps thanks to the show's producers.
They're screwing me, Buzz. That's terrible.
Coming up in the final Buzz, Bush talks Nazis and where's my rebate, but that's your Hollywood hot sheet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Love this ending. Here we go.
Oh, there it is.
Perfect. All right, we got to take a break. We will be back with more on the show. When we come back, we'll be talking movies. Dustin the Movie Boy.
Perhaps he knows something of Saw 5.
I hope so.
Yes.
The game and the movie, perhaps. Huh? And later on in the broadcast, get ready for the Power of 10, the new game that is sweeping the country. Mm-hmm. That's coming up on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.